This is a recording of the December 8, 2021 Operations Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Boardroom.
Is 4:03. All right, first up on the agenda, we have roll call. In terms of members of the committee, we have Director Wiggin, Vice Chair, in the room. We have Director Hollis, we have Director Whitney, and we have Director Morse and myself all in the room. We don't have anyone on the line except Connie. So we have a full house of committee members. And I'll let you take the role of those in the room as far as staff members for the record.
On the record, in person is Sherry Hires, Matthew Clarkson, Sean Scaling, Arthur Miller, Julie Haskett, and Brian Hickey.
Thanks, Arthur.
As well as Lee Ebert. Sorry.
Okay. Item number two is approval of tonight's agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right. Is there any discussion on tonight's agenda? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote to approve the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, the agenda for the evening has been approved. Next item up for business is approval of the minutes from the October 13th, the last ops meeting that we held, was chaired by Director Wiggins. Is there a motion for approval of the minutes from the October 13th meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on the minutes from that meeting? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the minutes from October 13th have been approved. Item number four is persons to be heard. I don't believe we have anyone in the room, and we have nobody signed up this evening or calling in. So no member comments. Item five, new business, we have none. And item six, we will go into executive session to discuss further matters this evening. So is there a motion to go into executive session?
Madam Chair, I will move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175(c)(1), the Board of Directors Operations Committee go into executive session to discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of going into executive session say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we are now in executive session. Almost on target, like Director Whitney's, and make up some time for the other night. I felt like that was my job. Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
All right, we're back on the record?
Yes, we are.
Okay, great. So we are now back on the record. We are going to item number seven on the agenda, which is new business, and we have a couple of action items this evening. The first one, action 7A, is the battery energy storage system project.
Madam Chair, I will move that the Operations Committee recommend the Board of Directors authorize the Chief Executive Officer to proceed with the battery energy storage system project at an estimated total cost of $58,500,000 with an estimated final completion date of July 2023 and as discussed in executive session.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All right, hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes as a recommendation from the Ops Committee to the Board of Directors. Okay, item B
Madam Chair, I move that the Operations Committee recommend the Board of Directors approve the 2022-2026 strategic plan as discussed in the executive session.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion, any further discussion on the strategic plan? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Okay. So now it's time for director comments, and I'm going to start with those on the committee. So I think I'll go with Director Whitney first. Go ahead, Director Whitney.
Thank you. I appreciate your efforts, Director Chastain, to move the meeting along. This is a good discussion. I am looking forward to getting some of the additional information about the battery at the next meeting. The other items were solid. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Director Morse?
I think it was a great meeting. Appreciate getting out on time. Appreciate getting material in the packet to look at. And I think we're making progress on how we have fruitful discussions. I really felt like we asked really good questions and got really good response. I think, and I continue to think that part of this board's strength is that we ask questions that the staff already know or already have in their way. And so some of the function of doing that kind of stuff, I think, is really the board's job. So I applaud us all for doing that and for the staff being gracious in answering our questions and working with us on our process as we go broader and narrower and broader and narrower. And I look forward to weathering the storm with everyone.
Director Hollis?
Well, I just second what Director Whitney and Director Morris said, and I think that this was a good move, a good meeting. Thank you, Madam Chair, for moving along quickly and the good discussions, and I think we made good progress tonight. Thank you.
Great. Director Whitney?
I would echo all of that. I would just say as I am in my second year on the board, I remain impressed with the degree of the technical nature of the issues that confront us and, frankly, the commercial nature. But I, as an engineer, I find the technical discussions with staff quite fascinating and interesting. Good work.
Thank you. Dr. Keeson?
Thank you. I appreciate the work of the committee. Thanks to the board meetings go much quicker with the good committee work that's done. And I echo everything that was said, and will tail on to Director Wiggins' comment with, as a non-engineer, I find the technical discussions fascinating because the technical intersection with the economic questions. And that is what makes the board an especially exciting place to be able to see that conversation happening. So appreciate everyone's diligence.
Thank you, Director Kaysen. Lee?
No, I think it was a great meeting. I think it's really good to get the questions. And I hope you can appreciate this was an operations committee talking about technical issues, and it's very interesting that it can quickly go into the financial issues and the rate issues. And this isn't a simple business, and we do manage to keep it all put together, but it is complex, and I appreciate the discussion.
Great. Thank you, Lee. I of course, echo the sentiments that everyone else before me came forward with, but I also I want to say that I think that this was the right level of this ops meeting this evening. I think we were scheduled to go to something like 7:45 this evening, and I think the efforts of the staff and the efforts of the board members to ask the right questions, to have the information prepared, well prepared, it allowed us to actually go to a meeting, go to meetings every other month, because we didn't actually have an ops meeting in November. And it allowed us to keep the level of work and the topics kind of where they needed to be. So I want to thank everyone for making that transition to be able to only have the number of meetings that we need to have, and the length of meetings, the length of time that we actually need to have them. So good work, everyone, for that. I'm pleased that we got the strategic plan updated. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful work. So that's good to know that we're making progress on that and moving things forward into the future. So I appreciate everybody's efforts this evening, and I'm really happy that we can accommodate and get back some of our time this week that we had in other long meetings. So with that, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned at 6:02.